It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hi, neighbor. I have a special kind of painting that I want to do with you today. This is the paint and this is the paper. Let's take it to the kitchen because Bob Tro showed me how to set this thing up. This is a special kind of whirling thing that, I'll show you. There's a motor down in here and then this basin to catch the paint as it whirls around. Then you put the paper on here and this thing goes around and around and around while you put the paint on and then it makes a design. Let's try it. Right off the bat, let's try it. Okay. I have red and yellow and blue. Turn it on. There it starts. Put some red on right away. Really splatters out there. I'll put some yellow. Some blue. I'll turn it off and see what it looks like. That's right, nice. Show it to you. There. That? Let's do another one, okay? This time I think maybe I'll put the paint on first and then turn on the motor. Put some red over in here. And some yellow along in there. Some blue there. Now I'll turn on the motor and see what happens. That's different. Look at that. See how different those two are? There. Well, there's somebody at the back door. Whoever that is, we'll ask that person to make one, okay? Bob.
How's it working, Fred?
It's working well. Come in.
Oh, boy, is it working well. Look at that.
I've made those, too.
Uh-huh.
How about doing one yourself?
Yeah, I'd like to. Real nice. Okie dokie. Did you do it any special way?
Well, the first one, I made it turn around and put the paint on while it was twirling.
Uh-huh.
And the second one, I did with putting the paint first and then twirled it afterward.
Okay. I think I'll do the twirling first.
Mm-hmm.
Start with the yellow.
You really can't tell.
No, that's the fun of it. You can't tell till you're
stopped.
Finished.
Mm-hmm.
Another touch yellow. Kind of looks a little bit like the sun.
Uh-huh.
When it's spinning. Throw a little blue in there. Let's see what that looks like.
Really, it was a great idea that you had.
Kind of dries the paint at the same time.
Well, I
don't know. Do you like that?
Yes. Very nice. Put it over beside mine here.
Okay.
Want to make another?
Well, I'd like to, but I've got to go over to Elsie Neal's. She has another method of painting she wants to show.
Oh.
Maybe you can come over later and see.
Well, I'll see.
Okay.
Thanks again for this.
Right, Fred. Nice.
Yeah. Bye. See, now this one is Bob Trost. See if you can tell where this one is when I mix these all around, okay? Remember, this is it. Can you tell? This one's it. Yeah. I'll put it one other place. Can you tell which it is? This one. All right. It looks a little like this one, but it's darker down in here. And there's more paint to it. I like them. I have an idea. Why don't we pretend that this is the museum go-round in the neighborhood of make-believe, and Lady Elaine is there doing something, and Robert Troll is with her. Okay? Shall we do that? The museum go-round in the neighborhood of make-believe.
Well, you're a little blue in the face, but you're not purple.
You're sure?
Mm-hmm. Sure. Oh. Positive. Take a look.
Oh, I'll never get purple. I'll never be a purple Pauline.
Oh, now, wait a minute. Take it easy.
What's wrong?
Oh, sure.
What's wrong?
Well, she wants to be purple, and she just can't get that way.
You want to be purple, Lady Elaine?
My name is Pauline, and so is yours.
No, my name is Lady Aberlin, and your name is Lady Elaine Fairchild.
That's what you think.
That's what I know. And Lady Elaine Fairchild has been away from here for too long.
What do you mean?
Well, first you went off on that visit to Jupiter.
And the planet Purple.
Yes, and while you were away, there was no one here to take care of the museum go-round.
Well, Pauline takes care of the museum now.
Mm-hmm. Just the purple parts. Look here. Look in here.
I'm not so sure that I want to. It's not purple.
You mean just because you're not purple, you're not going to look in this mirror? Lady Elaine Fairchild, the Lady Elaine Fairchild I love, used to look into any mirror, and she would start to dance around, and she would say, "My face just makes me feel like dancing."
Paul, will you please tell Pauline not to be so silly?
Pauline, stop dancing around like that.
My name is not Pauline, and you know it.
Well, I was just doing what she said.
Lady Aberlin, Lady Fairchild, and Robert Troll, I presume?
Wrong as usual, Paul.
I beg your pardon?
Our names are Pauline, and Paul. And your name's Paul, too.
Once a king, always a king. I am King Friday the 13th, aren't I, Robert Troll?
Yes, Your Majesty.
Aren't I King Friday, Niece Eberlyn?
Oh, of course you are, Uncle Friday. I'd know you anywhere.
If it were not for my generosity, this neighborhood would be insignificant. I have brought fame to this land, and all those who reside here are indeed fortunate.
Ah, come on off it, Friday. I've brought plenty to this neighborhood. I'm the one who went to Jupiter and discovered Planet Purple and was on television and took that crazy statue of you with me.
I'm sorry, I don't know you, Pauline.
Come on off it, Friday.
You said you were Pauline.
Well, it's Fairchild speaking now.
I thought perhaps I might be rid of Fairchild forever. I'll come back and speak with Pleasant Pauline another day.
Don't hurry. Tell me some more about Lady Elaine Fairchild.
Well, she sure knows how to talk to the king.
Mm-hmm. She talks to the king differently than anyone else in the neighborhood.
Everybody else says, correct as usual, King Friday. Mm-hmm.
I have an idea.
What?
You know the purple platter that you got?
I don't know whether I want to play with that or not.
Well, I just wanted to put one word on it.
Oh, okay. What word is that? King? Well, press the answer button.
Nobody ever talks back to a king. The king is always right on Planet Purple.
I'm not sure I believe what I hear. Would you take that card off, please?
Certainly.
Mm-hmm. Would you put that card back on, please?
Of course.
Would you press the answer button again and let it come in my ear again?
Nobody ever talks back to a king. The king is always right on Planet Purple.
Let me see that mirror again.
See now why we need a Lady Elaine Fairchild around here?
Planet Purple has all the pleasant Paulines they need. We need a lively Lady Elaine Fairchild who can say what she thinks.
Henrietta Pussycat couldn't be a Lady Elaine Fairchild.
Queen Sarah couldn't be a Lady Elaine.
Elsie Jean couldn't be Lady Elaine.
I couldn't be a Lady Elaine.
Interested in that Planet Purple, even though I am Fairchild.
Well, I'd be interested in learning about the Planet Purple from Lady Elaine Fairchild.
Thanks, sweetie. Let's have a little dance.
Lady Elaine is the only one who can be Lady Elaine. Queen Sarah couldn't be Lady Elaine. Elsie Jean Platypus couldn't be Lady Elaine. Lady Aberlin couldn't be Lady Elaine. And here's something to think about. Even if you and your friend are exactly the same age, your friend couldn't be you, and you couldn't be your friend. There's a telephone. Hello? Hi, Bob. Oh, really? Okay. Fine. Fine. Okay, thank you. Bye. That's Bob Trow. He said that the thing that he and Elsie Neal are working on is really great, and they want us to see it. So let's go to Elsie Neal's craft shop. All right? Come along.
This is really terrific, Elsie.
Oh, I'm glad you're enjoying it. Do you think this one's going to be as pretty as the last one?
Well, it'll certainly be different. I wish...
Oh, here he comes now.
Hi, Fred.
Hi, Fred.
We're just about ready to unveil this one.
What is it that you're doing?
Well, that's a surprise. What are we going to show you?
Well, Fred, it's called pole dyeing.
But you're not really dyeing the pole.
Looks like some material around it.
Right.
That's Do you know what it is?
Here, I'll see. I'll cut that for you.
This is an old sheet.
Isn't that pretty?
Isn't that nice?
Well, this is our second sample.
It's wet.
Yes, it's wet. You have to wet it because the dye adheres to the fabric much better if it's wet.
I see. What's that one? Is that another one?
Show me first.
Good. Want this one to dry.
Mm-hmm. Voila.
Oh, that's pretty. Now, what would you do with something like this?
Well, the first thing that I would do if this was my first job is to hang it on my wall.
Mm-hmm.
And you can use it for pillow covers, a babushka or a headscarf. Or a shawl. I think it would make a very pretty shawl.
A little cover for a table, too, I guess.
Oh, yes.
Sure would. That's really nice. I thought you'd get a kick out of it.
Well, I'd like to make one.
Aha. Uh-huh. See, I told
you
would. Is that wet enough?
I think so. We'll have to work with this one. Well, we'll just start with this one as it is because we've worked so hard on this table.
Okay.
You want this?
No, get the other one, please.
Oh, okay.
That one has too many stains on it. We'll start with this one.
Do you have to use a sheet? Could you use an old pillowcase?
Oh, as long as it's old and as long as it doesn't have any other printing on it.
You can't use it. How about an old dust rag? Could you use that if it's
Yes, plain? Anything old.
Doesn't have to be blue.
No, it doesn't have to be blue. We just happen to have an old blue sheet.
Mm-hmm. This is a tricky part, Fred.
What we're going to do is attach this string.
Mm-hmm.
I think I made that loop, too. This is very necessary. Because this is what makes our pattern change.
Bet you thought it was going to be an umbrella like I did.
No, I didn't quite understand.
Now, Fred, if you'll... Take your pole, if you don't. This is a long one.
Mm-hmm.
And hold it over the die, and plan your sections, and just start painting it with these brushes. Mm-hmm. Do you want me to start your end?
Sure, maybe we could dip it in.
Good. Now, do you want to turn it? If you soak it, and get it pretty wet. There, now, I've started it. The rest is up to you.
Okay, let me see. Any place you want?
Any place. Soak it pretty good.
Hey, you look like you've done that before. Look. See?
Well, if you'd want to work a little faster, we can pour it on. How'd you like to pour it on?
Sure.
You can pour it over it.
What kind of dye is this?
This is Easter egg dye. You want to put any red in it?
Sure.
Red ones.
I like the way it all blends together. That's what I like to watch.
Wait a minute. Let's move the yellow out.
All right. Whee!
If it gets too wet, can you use a towel?
Oh, yes. I think we need to sort of sponge it up a little bit now.
You know, some make patterns that way, can't you?
Well, that reminds me of that wheel that you fixed up for me.
Oh, the spin thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Could I put just a bit in there?
Oh, that should be pretty. Any other places?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What about the bottom?
What do you want to put on the bottom?
A little more yellow.
Okay, we and only yellow. Have a little bit of yellow. Do you...
Oh, here's some more.
Yeah.
Mm. I want to move it over a little bit so that you don't get too messed up.
Glad you told me to wear this lab coat.
No, there's no other way.
If we put a little bit of this purple down at the bottom, although this is your experiment.
Sure, I'm glad to have purple there.
You know, purple's yellow's complement.
What's that mean?
Oh.
It means that the one likes the other color, likes the color that, and they both look nice.
Together, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Now we're going to mop this one up.
I think I'll go hang this up and let it dry for a minute. I'll be right back.
Now, are you ready to see it?
Sure. What do we do, cut it open?
Yes. You can cut it, and I'll hold it.
Almost all ready, set. Bob.
Good.
See what it looks like.
Wow. That's the best one yet. Isn't that terrific?
This is yours.
Nice, doesn't it?
You should be proud of that, Fred.
Thanks for showing us how. That's a great idea. Could I take that with me?
Well, if you'd like to leave it here and let it dry, you can come back later and pick it up.
Okay.
Be a little hard to handle wet. You should be proud of yourself. It's beautiful.
Well, that's something that anybody can do. I can see that. With a pole, a piece of old sheet, and some egg dye.
Right.
You have great ideas.
Well, thank you.
I like to see your things here.
Look at the portraits.
Oh, that's a great picture of a little boy with a fish and a fishing pole.
Oh, those are my husband's paintings.
Oh, are these Harold?
Yes.
Beautiful. Look at this one.
This is a media that combines a little craft in with the painting. This is a standing piece. If you turn it around, it has a back side. It's a warrior.
Mm. Harold did this one too, Fred. Look.
I'll stand on this side.
Isn't that nice?
Mm-hmm. Great place to be. Thanks again.
Thank you.
See you later.
We'll see you later.
So long, Fred.
Bye-bye.
Now, if we can clean this up, we can start some more if you want to continue to work.
Well, I'd like to make one more. Yeah, I think that would be fun.
It was hard for me to leave that thing at Elsie Neal's. Yeah, I liked it. But I'll pick it up some other day when it's dry. Did you ever make something or paint something and have to leave it somewhere when you wanted to take it home? Well, if you did, you know how I felt. I'll just make another one of these. On second thought, maybe I'll just not use this machine. We can make a perfectly fine picture by just dropping the paint right on the paper. Even drawing with it. Twirling it around ourselves. No, I was just thinking, the more you know about a person, the more you know what's different and special about that person. These would have infinite designs.
Yeah.
Make your own. I'll leave these dry for a while. Come back later and get them. You know what good friends Bob Trow and Elsie Neal and Chef Brockett and I are. And you also know how different we all are. But I think that's what helps us to be friends, because we are so different. Sure, I can't be exactly like Chef Brockett or Elsie Neal or Bob Trow or any of my other friends. That's why I need them to be my friends, because they are different. Same way with you. Sure, I can't be you. That's why I need you for my friend. And that's why you're special to me. And that's why it gives me a good feeling to know that we are friends. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside. And when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the week is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. Maybe this weekend you could look around at all your family and your friends and start to realize how special each person is. Mm-hmm. And I like you exactly as you are. You can think about that too. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that we're friends. See you next week.
Gave the money to make this television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This is PBS.